Welcome to Life, Passion and Business, and this is one of my podcast shorts. My name is Paul Harvey, and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Hello, I'm your host Paul Harvey, and welcome to a podcast short, or a shortcast as I sometimes call them. I have been wondering of late why I feel like I have been sort of coasting. And it was a difficult kind of realization, a kind of feeling that I was kind of allowing the year to happen. Now, I know I said at the beginning of the year that I'm struggling with this idea of goals, and that I wanted to bring more of an intention towards my life rather than goals. And what I've discovered by that process, because we're now, the 7th of February, I've discovered that that is not tight enough. The intention is not strong enough. So maybe I need to start exploring what it means to have a goal. I'm not professing to have the answers here. I'm just exploring how this is working or not working for me. That's more the point. And what I realize at the moment is there's this thing about choice. And I think maybe that is one of my problems with goals. It's the choosing. Now, I have said this before in a number of places, that my big issue in life is I never chose. I didn't really choose stuff. And even now, I find making choices always seems to give me a bit of an edge. Now, I mean, okay, yeah, I can go into a restaurant and choose something off the menu. And mind you, I notice that as well. Whenever I go to a restaurant with a group of people, you have a look at this yourself. Go with a group of people. How many people struggle to choose what to eat off a menu? And I'm guessing is that we've moved actually into a world where there is so much choice that we're starting to confuse ourselves with this. And now I may have jumped subject a little bit here, but I'm going to carry on because I'm not going to edit this podcast. It's going to be literally just as it happens out of my head today, purely and simply because I think I need to be more in the moment on this. When I remember back to when my son was very young, we did a lot of work. We were involved with Steiner Education with him, and we did a lot of kind of reading up on the best way to work with young children and this, that and the other. And one thing that is very clear with very, very young children is they have zero capacity to choose from one thing to another. So if you give a child, you know, what do you want to eat? A child won't know, a very young child. And if you give them a choice of two items, they don't know how to choose from one to the other. They'll have both. And so what works with very young children is not to give them a choice or to give them a very weighted choice. So that seems to be the most easiest way forward. And what I'm realizing as adults is it's almost the bloody same. Actually choosing stuff, okay, this is my experience of it, choosing is actually quite difficult. I don't know whether you noticed that, but I had to go and get the drink. Choosing for adults, I think, is quite difficult. Now, I noticed this in myself, and as I said, I've been to restaurants many, many times and sat around the table while people struggle to pick something off a menu. And thinking about it, I notice that successful people, really successful people make really fast decisions. They kind of go, bang, that's it. And I'm guessing that there's probably something in this. I reckon if you saw someone who was very successful in their business, I bet they choose off a menu really quickly because they're used to making quick decisions. And I'm guessing what's happened to me is I have not worked in that environment for many, many years. I've worked for myself with small clients and bits and pieces. So what I have kind of cultivated is a process where choosing is more of a consensus or a moving towards something. And I'm beginning to realize how unhelpful that is. So how does this manifest in me at the moment? Okay, so I have a digital marketing business. That's what I do for people. I support people in those digital problems that they have in their life. That could be anything from Facebook advertising to Google advertising to websites to anything. I'm good at what I do. I have a very broad knowledge and I can normally solve someone's problem within a very short space of time. But here's the issue. I know as a marketer that I need to, in order to promote myself effectively, pick one thing and do the one thing really, really well. And there's the problem. I don't pick the one thing. What I do is I watch and see what's coming along. And if there's a nice little project coming along on something, I pick that one. And so what it means is that everything I do is pretty much new because I'm constantly in the process of change. Now, I have to say, I quite like that. I like that uncertainty. I like that kind of doing one thing one week and another thing another. But of course, the issue of it is it's never going to be scalable. I'm never going to build a huge reputation for one particular thing unless I start focusing. So that's why I thought I would explore today this idea of choice. How important is it to choose? And you see, here's the problem. And I mentioned this before, I'm sure. Because I sit in the place of not choosing, that itself is a choice. I'm not actually choosing. Anyway, look, I think as a short cast, this is probably enough. It's a very short little bit of thought about choice. And I would ask you today just to think about your own choices. How do you choose? Do you choose decisively? Or do you kind of fudge the choice? Yeah, I mean, this is... I'm opening back up again, but I'm not going to open for long. The point is, what is really interesting is I had a conversation with a coach probably 18 months ago, maybe 2 years ago. And he said to me, the issue for you is choice, and I encourage you to choose everything that you do. And, you know... It's funny because that just came back to me. I had forgotten the conversation until I was journaling this week about it. And I suddenly thought, oh yeah, of course. That's what he said to me. Choose everything that you do. So today I've chosen to make a short cast about choice because I think we live in a world where there are some hard choices to be made. And... we don't always like making the hard choices. And until we can get good at making the simple choices, making the hard choices will be very difficult. So look, I am fascinated by people's thoughts around this. What are your thoughts around choice? Yeah, give me a comment about it or drop me an email. You know, it will be fascinating to know what you think about choice and how well you choose. And in what circumstances do you find choice easy or difficult? Anyway, this is Paul Harvey on the Life, Passion and Business podcast, doing a short cast about choice. Thanks for listening.